In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today we consider God's omnipotence, as the Reverend Dr. Sandy McCurdy mentioned earlier this week in the sermon video. And as he said, we do so not so much in terms of the power of God's muscles, but the omnipotence of God's capacity to be merciful, as in the story of the prodigal son. The story or parable may be familiar to our ears, as it is the story of a man's two sons, one of whom took his share of riches from his father and went away and squandered those riches on careless living. The other son remained with his father and was responsible, obedient, and worked for his father for years. And when the runaway son eventually decides to come back to the father, sorry and remorse about his deeds, his father doesn't get angry, but shows him mercy. Even while the son was still far off, and even before he apologizes for his deeds, his father sees him and is filled with compassion. He runs and puts his arms around his son and kisses him. The son apologizes, and then the father throws a party for him. He gets a robe and ring and sandals, and the fatted calf is killed for a feast. Understandably, the good son gets angry. Hey, you've never even thrown half as much a party for me, and I've been good and here and with you all along. Yet he who devoured your property, you kill the calf and celebrate for him? This is unfair. We might empathize or at least understand the good son's feelings. I'm sure all of us might identify a time or times in our life when something has seemed grossly unfair. Someone has gotten more than us, or they were treated seemingly better than we were, or favored when they didn't seem to deserve it, but we thought we deserved the better treatment for good reason. It's a natural human reaction. We think that when we follow the rules, when we do well at a task, then we should be rewarded. We should be recognized and praised. And sometimes that is what happens. Good students are put on the honor roll list or graduate cum laude. Extra effort at work may earn a pay bonus. Prizes, awards, and recognitions exist throughout fields of study and professions and our lives for good and meaningful reasons. But it's interesting that Jesus tells this story, this parable of the prodigal son, in response to the Pharisees who see tax collectors and sinners coming near to him. The Pharisees believe that sinners, tax collectors, and other no-good people do not deserve great Rabbi Jesus' attention or recognition. They don't think it's fair. But Jesus knows the ways of God, and he's trying to show them that the ways of God aren't based on what the world regards as fairness, but that the ways of God are based on unconditional love and grace and mercy. So all people, even those whom the Pharisees believe are unworthy, receive God's love and attention. But the Pharisees don't understand this. So Jesus tells this parable, which further illustrates that God's mercy and grace are given to all. The prodigal son reminds me of a friend of mine who was placed for adoption as an infant. We'll call her Caroline. A loving family adopted Caroline as a baby, and she had a wonderful, full, and healthy childhood and adolescence. And when she reached adulthood, she found and contacted her birth mother. They decided to meet together in person, so they chose a time and a place. And as the date grew closer, Caroline's anxiety began to grow too. All kinds of questions began filling her head. What if my birth mother doesn't like me? What if I don't meet her expectations? What if I let her down? What if? The meeting date finally arrived, and as Caroline walked into the room where her mother was waiting, she remembers that before she could say or do anything, her birth mother immediately stood up, outstretched her arms, and the words, "I love you," just burst from her very being as she took Caroline into a warm embrace. And Caroline was overwhelmed. She said that it was and is one of the most meaningful experiences of unconditional love of her life. Her birth mother didn't know her likes or dislikes. She didn't know her preferences or characteristics or what kind of person she was or how she acted. She didn't know if she was kind or mean, irritable, compassionate or standoffish or stingy, but that didn't matter. Her birth mother just loved her no matter who she was or how she was, and just because she was. She loved her just because she was Caroline. And this is the kind of love, and so much more, that Jesus shows towards us every moment of our lives, ever since the moment of our creation. He shows it toward you and me, toward our neighbors and friends and families, toward sinners, tax collectors, prisoners, toward the guilty and innocent, to those who make good decisions and to those who make bad decisions. And it's demonstrated in the story of the prodigal son. And as we know, this doesn't mean that unconditional love is always easy to accept or appreciate or understand. But as Jesus shows us, God's grace isn't based on fairness, but radical mercy. And every time we experience this kind of mercy or witness it, we might be drawn into its grace and understanding a bit more and more. As one wise preacher says, Jesus' existence and his ministry and his love and mercy bring the world's economy into God's economy. God foolishly and enthusiastically showers us with grace every day, believing like the parable's father that our life is worth celebrating. And this kind of grace, prodigal grace, changes lives. It provides homes for those who can't seem to pay their bills on time. Prodigal grace prays with a prisoner after a guilty verdict. Prodigal grace puts one's life on the line for those persecuted in Nazi Germany. Prodigal grace is priceless and lavished on those who cannot afford it. And interestingly, even though he doesn't see it, prodigal grace is shown to the good son in the parable too. Because in response to his objections, the father says to him, "Son, you're always with me. All that is mine is yours." Demonstrating that while unconditional love and grace may make him uncomfortable or upset, all that's being shown to the runaway son is available to him too. Nothing in the good son's relationship with the father is being taken away from him because the father is showing love to his brother. Now, if that were the case, then that would mean that love and mercy are in limited supply, but they're not. In God's economy, they are super abundant. Thanks be to God. So just because grace and mercy is shown to someone else, it doesn't mean that there is less for us. There's more than enough to go around. We don't have to earn God's love. We don't have to pay for grace. They're freely given to us out of God's omnipotent power to be merciful. So as we continue to come to know God in Jesus Christ and make him known this Lent and always, may we give thanks for the unconditional love and mercy that we have been given. And remember, we remember that just as we've been given these gifts, we're called to share them and offer prodigal grace in our own Christian lives. Remember, God works through us as his hands and as his feet in this world. So I invite you to consider how you might continue to share God's grace with someone who needs it. It may not be easy or obvious, and it may mean taking a chance or being vulnerable, but it is worth it. Amen.